Final three makos are here in the sixth parsha, as we know. Parsha's Bo is the gematria of three, and the Torah is trying to teach us a certain message here by grouping these last three together. So there's a message here the Torah is trying to convey. So this parsha is this is the parsha whereby we receive our first mitzvah. This is the parsha whereby we receive we're granted Kadosh Baruch Hu's first nation. This is the parsha whereby we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us a lesson by grouping these last three makos of Arba, Choshech, and Makos Bechoros together. So what exactly is that lesson, and how does it connect to the three makos? So I suppose there are many different themes. Many of Farshim discuss what the connection is between the various makos, why they're grouped seven and then three. But one thing struck me was reading the parsha this week, and the word Nisheres, the word Nosar, seems to reappear each time. If you look through the Pesukim right in the beginning, the Pasuk tells us that the Arbe had eaten as Yeser Pleita Nisheres Lachem in Abarat. That the locust had devoured the produce that escaped destruction from all Barat. Barat had brought down a destruction to a certain amount of Yerek, the vegetables that were there, but not all of it was destroyed. And the Arbe came along, and as Yeser Pleita Nisheres, that was left over from the Barat, came in the Arbe and wiped out the rest. The Barat had some unfinished business, and the Arbe came and picked up the missing pieces. And the Pasuk reiterates the point again, when the Arba was finished eating all the Yerek, nothing remained after Arba was finished. So Bard did a certain amount of destruction, and Arba came and finished everything else. So the first seven Makos appears that each Makos somehow was a half job. The Makos Dam, we know, for example, the Chartumim were able to find more blood, more water to turn to blood. First came Moshe and Aaron, they turned all the water into blood. Evidently, not all the water turned into blood, because the Chartumim were able to find their own water to turn into the blood. So each Makkah of the first seven Makkahs, in some way, was not a complete Makkah. It wasn't a complete destruction that destroyed every aspect of what it was trying to accomplish. Each of the first seven Makkahs had some unfinished business, some loose ends that were not complete. But then came along the final three. And the final three, which were spearheaded by Makkos Arba, Klal Yisrael witnessed this unrelenting wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this wrath that had this diligence and determination and purpose. No stone unturned, nothing was left behind. The first seven Makkos didn't carry that same tenacity and that same resolve and drive to redeem Am Yisrael. But the final 1-2-3 punch of Arba and Choshech and of Makkos Bechoros had this incredible display of how to get things done, how to succeed in this world, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't just start the job, but carry it through until the end. That Arba represents the ability to get a job done from the beginning to the end. That's what Arba came along to teach us, the last three Makos. So we see this idea that Arba came to finish the unfinished business of Barak. Choshech, we see the same exact theme, that Choshech had the ability to just everything, what it was the purpose of Choshech, it accomplished everything from the beginning to the end. What was the whole point of Choshech? The whole point of Choshech was to give Klal Yisrael an opportunity to rummage through all the possessions, all the Egyptian possessions, to know what they're going to take with them when they leave Am Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, rather. So when negotiating with Paro, what does Moshe say? Moshe says to Paro that you guys are going to provide us with every single animal to give as a carbon. We're going to take everything from you. And the Pasuk says, Lo tishar parsa. There's not going to be any cow left behind. When we're going to leave, we're going to take everything with us. Meaning, just like Arba had wiped out every single Yerek that was left behind, Choshech allowed Klal Yisrael to take every single cattle. Lo tishar parsa. Nothing's going to be left behind in Mitzrayim when we're finished with this. The idea here is that a person shouldn't start what he can't finish. If you start something, make sure you do it from beginning until end. So we see the same thing as goes from Arba to Choshech to Karban Pesach. Klal Yisrael is busy preparing for the next step of the redemption, and it's the Karban Pesach. The Torah tells us this week's parsha what to do, all the various halachas of the Karban Pesach. And one of the details the Torah tells us is, Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, don't leave anything over until the morning. That same exact concept. When you're going to do a mitzvah, don't leave anything behind. There shouldn't be any nosar to be burning the next morning. When you get a mitzvah, make sure to finish it the job from the beginning until the end. Every single last crumb of matzah, every single last meat should be eaten. It's that same theme that the Arba came and wiped everything out, that the Choshech took every one of the animals, and that the Karban Pesach should be eaten in its entirety. And this eventually paved the way for the 10th and final Makkah, Makkah's Bechoros, which the Torah describes as Ki Ein Bayis Asher Ein Sham Meis. No family, no Egyptian family escaped the death of Makkah's Bechoros. When it came to Makkah's Dam and the other Makkah's, the first seven, it was very painful, it was destructive, but there were certain people, certain individuals, certain things of water that escaped the destruction of Makkah's Dam and Sardeh and so on. When it came to Arba, when it came to Choshech, when it came to Makkah's Bechoros, no one was able to escape. Every family had a destruction in their home. These final three Makkos devastated Mitzrayim from top to bottom. Every ounce of produce was devoured. Every cow was confiscated. Every family lost a life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Am Yisrael an internal lesson. When you start something, finish it. From the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh until the mitzvah of Lo Susir Ad Boker, we get the first mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. Rosh Chodesh is the start of a new month. Oftentimes, though, the initial excitement, that initial inertia, it dwindles as time goes on. So Rosh Chodesh, we get very, very excited. It was Rosh Chodesh just the other day. By the time you get to the end, you get to Shal Shudis, you come to Mlav Malka. No one wants to eat anymore. Those are the hardest meals to eat. We're stuffed, especially in the winter Shabbos. The Afikoman is just as hard. You fill four cups of wine, all the kazesim of matzah, all the eating. These are the hardest things to eat. The end. These are the last parts of the mitzvah, easiest to just ignore. But when a person has that passion, when a person has that dedication, that devotion, then eat Shal Shudis. He could eat Mlav Malka. He could eat the Afikoman, and he could eat the Karban Pesach, Lo Susir Ad Boker. So this is precisely the understanding of what it means, the Gemara. Shiari mitzos, ma'akven es ha'puranios. The Gemara tells us that the leftover mitzvah, the afterthoughts of a mitzvah, actually protect people from calamity, from destruction. So the Gemara is talking about shaking lulav. And it says a person picks up the lulav, you get the mitzvah. But if you shake the lulav, which you don't really have to do, you get the mitzvah by picking it up. But if you shake the lulav, that's called shiari mitzvah, and it's the shaking of the lulav that actually prevents you, protects you from piranios. So it doesn't make any sense. If the actual mitzvah itself, the ikar mitzvah, how come the shiari mitzvah are more protective than the actual mitzvah itself? How could it be that the schar is greater for the secondary part than the actual mitzvah itself? And the answer, of course, is this concept. It's one thing to perform a mitzvah at its bare minimum. You check the box, so you've done the mitzvah. But to show passion, to show thirst, to do more than the bare minimum, that demonstrates that you're a loyal soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That dedicates, that shows your dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pushing yourself to do a little bit more, even just slightly more, shows complete Mesiras Nefesh. That's the idea of Shiari Mitzvos Ma'akven Sepranios. Taking it one step further, eating that Shal Shudas, eating that Malav Malki, eating that Afikomen, even the Karban Pesach, even when it's at the end. That's the lesson of these last three Makos, of taking something from the beginning and taking it all the way to the end. So where does that Koach come from? How does one get that Koach to take a mitzvah and just finish it through? So in order to stay on course and focused, one needs to conjure up his inner strength and his self-control. So one needs to avoid all the distractions, all the disturbances, to take a project from the beginning to the end. And this is the midah of gevura, the midah of strength, the midah of being steadfast. It's, of course, the midah of Yitzchak Avinu, the mitzvah of the midah of gevura, the midah of Elokim. That's the midah one needs, to stay strong, focused on the goal. So when Yitzchak gave the brachos to Yaakov, what does Esav say? Esav gets all excited, I don't understand, you gave my brother the bracha, you didn't give me the bracha. The pasuk says, HaBracha achas ulcha, are you only one bracha? You can't give a second bracha, Tati? What's wrong with that? So we see that, yeah, when Yitzchak gave a bracha, he gave his entire koach to one bracha. He didn't split it up. All his kochos he put into that one bracha to Yaakov. And he didn't have another bracha to give. He had to find some other way to give a bracha to Esav. But Mikra Adin, he gave all his kochos into that one bracha. Yitzchak Avinu represents that midah of gevura, the ability of strength and focus to get from the beginning to the end, not to do a little bit here and a little bit there. But when you have Shabbos meals, to not only eat Friday night meal with that same excitement and Shabbos morning, but have that Shal Shudas, have that Blav Malka with that same level of koach, to be like that Arba that eats every last leftover that the Bar didn't finish off. Nothing should be left behind. It's no surprise then that the Gematria of Arba is the same exact gematria of Yitzchak, 208. And the pasuk Hineni Mevi Machar Arbe, the Rashi Tevos, are the same gematria as Elokim, which is Midas Gevura. And the Sofer Tevos in that pasuk is the gematria of Gevura. So it's all hinted at in Arbe. Arbe is the koach of Yitzchak, the koach of Gevura, the koach of Elokim, to be able to stay on course and get to the end. So we should all be zocher to find that inner strength and that willpower to stay focused and on course to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring the greatest Nachas Ruach to the Borei Olam.